Tribal officials secured more than $3.5 million in tax credits from the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority, or WEDA. Red Cliff Housing Authority Director Ray DePerry says that is being used to build 24 new homes on the reservation this summer.
Construction team is getting together, and we will start doing the site preparation, and they will start building the homes within the next couple of weeks. And once they start the building process, we should have all of them completed by the end of this year is our timetable.
DePerry says the need for affordable housing seems more severe for tribal communities in the state.
This is the only means by which we will be able to build future homes is by getting these kinds of programs from WEDA.
WEDA Community Relations Officer Pete Mann says funding for low-income housing projects is hard to come by.
Private developers are even communities in providing what I would regard as low-income housing in northwest Wisconsin. There seems to be a dramatic decrease in funding over the years for those types of projects.
DePerry says 60 families are on a waiting list for low-rent homes.
They have been on the waiting list for about 9 or 10 years because, let's face it, once a person gets into one of the units, there's not very much turnover and they have nowhere else to go.
There are 1,100 tribal members living on the Red Cliff Reservation. In Superior, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.